Take your Bible, if you would please, this morning, turn to the Gospel of John, in chapter number 8. Going to look at some familiar scriptures, probably, to most of you here this morning, but I pray that God will touch us and help us and speak to our hearts, and especially if you're here and you've never trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, then I pray that through the service today that God would speak to you and help you to see that your greatest need is to trust Him, and then for those that are saved, that we would certainly show appreciation. Again, a month of Thanksgiving, and certainly not just this month or one day, but certainly throughout our lives, that we'd be thankful for the salvation that we have through and by the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you're not where you need to be, I pray the Lord would get you in that place today, that you'd want to honor and worship and serve Him. John chapter number 8, I want to continue our thought now that we started last Sunday on simply, be ye thankful. And last week we talked about being thankful for life. Today I want to look at a thought here from these verses of Scripture, and certainly it being Veterans Day, and certainly honoring our veterans and thinking about our freedom, but also today to be thankful for liberty or for freedom. And so I pray that God will help us today, and certainly we truly be thankful for the liberty and for the freedom that we have as Americans, but not only as Americans, but especially as Christians this morning. Everybody does not have the liberties and freedoms that we have today, whether it be American or whether it be as Christians today. But certainly you can have that freedom today, that liberty that only God gives today, if you would trust in His darling Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. So that being said this morning, John chapter number 8, for the sake of time, let's go down to verse number 31. I'm going to read down through verse number 36 this morning, verses 31 through verse 36. If you found your place in the precious Word of God, say amen. Right, I'm going to invite you this morning, if you're able to stand, to go ahead and stand in the reverence of the reading of the precious Word of God. And again, this morning we find here now in this wonderful text, of course, the Lord Jesus dealing with certainly the Jews there in the temple, and there's a lot of different things going on, and I don't have time to get into all that this morning, but I want to start our reading again in verse number 31 and think about the thought, be ye thankful for liberty or freedom, if you will. Verse number 31, the Bible says, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on Him, if you continue in My word, then are ye My disciples indeed. Verse 32, and ye shall know the truth. Notice that, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And then answered He, we be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? And Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth ever. Verse 36 again, if the Son therefore shall, watch this word again, make you free, ye shall be free indeed. May the Lord add His richest blessings to the reading of the precious Word of God. Let us pray. Father, we bow in Your presence once again today, Father, to thank You for another day on this side of eternity. Thank You for Your love and Your grace and Your mercy. Thank You for the forgiveness of sin. Thank You for this wonderful text this morning. Now I pray, God is Your servant, that, Father, You would anoint me afresh and anew. God, I realize today, Father, without Your touch and without Your help, God, I could do nothing. I pray that, God, again, You should anoint me with fresh oil, give me clarity of mind, clarity of speech. Lord, as I stand in this place today, and then, Father, I pray ears and hearts to be open and receptive under the preaching of the Word of God. Help us truly to be thankful, Lord, as we consider and contemplate, Lord, this thing of being thankful, that certainly we be thankful for life, and certainly we be thankful for liberty, the freedoms that we have in knowing the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank You again for all those that have served so that we can be free as Americans. But most of all, thank You for the precious blood that was shed upon Calvary, Lord, that we can know You today in a free pardon of sin. Lord, if for someone here today, Father, they've never trusted You as their personal Lord and Savior, I pray today would be the good day. God, they would come by faith and receive You. Lord, maybe one cold and different, Father, whatever the need. God, that You just work among us. Father, again, we love You. Thank You again for Your word. I pray, bless and anoint and help us now And it's in Christ's name we do pray. And all God's people said, amen. You may be seated. Thank you for standing out of the reverence of the reading of the precious Word of God. For a few moments this morning, again, let's continue our thought on be ye thankful. And again, the thought today for being thankful is for liberty. Now, you remember last week in the book of Colossians in chapter number 3 and verse number 15, we use this as our text verse for these days that we're talking about being thankful. Notice what the Bible says, Paul writing to the church at Colossae, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called and in one body, and be ye thankful. Today, as God's people, there's much that you and I have to be thankful for. And certainly, as I said last week, and I'll say again, certainly this week, there's no possible way within this month, time period of this month, that we're going to be considering this thought and thinking about this thought. Could we talk about everything that you and I should be thankful for? But just a few thoughts that God's placed upon my heart that I pray will be a blessing and a help unto us, and help us to remember and not only remember but rejoice and be thankful unto God for His many blessings that He has bestowed upon us. And as we said last week, we talked about being thankful for life. Today, as we continue to consider again how that each of us should be thankful, let us consider the thought of being thankful for the liberty or the freedom we have. Again, not only as Americans, and certainly we ought to be thankful for that, but more so as Christians. Here in this text, Jesus said, He come to make us free. And so I begin to think about that, considering the context of this text this morning. And I pray God will help us in some things and some thoughts that will truly help us to consider being thankful for the liberty and the freedom we have. The word liberty simply means free or freedom from restraint. That's what the word liberty means today. Of course, the word free, being at liberty. Now, as you talk about an American this morning, we talk about civil liberties. We talk about religious liberties. But again, our focus this morning wants to be, or should be, on spiritual liberty that we have in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Here again, Jesus is in the temple. He's dealing certainly with the Jews, His own people. And certainly as He is dealing with them and teaching to them and preaching to them, of course, they say they're following Abraham and certainly under the law and all those things. But I'm glad this morning when Jesus came, I'm glad, thank God, He come to set men free, men, women, boys, and girls. And so this morning, again, I thank God for the liberty that we have in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Notice again, Jesus came to make. That word make, as it's used here, it means to liberate. It means to deliver. Also, it means this morning to deliver us. It also means to mold us or to form us. That word free, again, means to make or to mold us and form us and give us liberty this morning. And we find from the text here today that Jesus Himself gives us, if you will, the thing that will help or set men free or make men free. And simply, that is the truth. What is the truth this morning? Well, we know the truth simply is of the Word of the living God. And so today I'm glad, thank God, through the Word of God and through the Spirit of Almighty God, He has come to make you and I free in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so when I begin to think about that, I thought about a couple of three things that I want to share with you this morning on being thankful for liberty. Jesus came to make us free, or to set us free, if you will, and give liberty unto you and I. First of all, He came, I thought about this, He came to make us free, or to set us free from bondage. Now notice again back in the text, even those Jews, that Jew that He's dealing with there, He says in verse 33, they answered Him, we be Abraham's seed, and we're never in bondage unto any man. But friend, this morning, we need to all realize that we have been in one time or another in bondage to this morning. And I want to give you a few things. The word bondage today simply means to be in slavery. The book of Galatians in chapter number 5 and verse number 1, Paul writing to the church at Galatia. And of course, they were having problems there. Some was wanting to revert back to the law and all those things and try to add a law unto the a Christian faith and to Christianity of being set free. And so they were dealing with that. Now, there may not be anybody dealing with that here this morning, but we also need to understand that if we're not careful today, we become in bondage to all kinds of things around us this morning. But in Galatians chapter number 5 and verse number 1, the Bible says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." In other words, he was telling, as Paul was writing to that church at Galatia, he's saying that Christ has set you free from the bondage of that law. And so this morning, I want to consider just a few things about to simply Christ making us free or setting us free from bondage. First of all, I thought about number one, he set us free from the bondage of our own sin. Again, bondage has the thought of being enslaved to. And many people today are enslaved under this thing called sin. In other words, they say they can't give it up and they can't quit. And certainly you cannot on your own. I can promise you, why is that, preacher? Because today we have inherited that sin nature, and we've talked about that. And certainly today we can't set ourselves free. We can't quit doing the sin and the things today that would separate you and I from a loving God. But I'm telling you, I'm glad that Jesus let not only these Jews know. He's letting you and I know today, friend, that you can be saved. Set free, certainly this morning, from the bondage of sin. Sin binds down. Sin puts under bondage today. But I'm telling you, I'm glad, thank God, there's one that can set free from the bondage of sin, and his name is Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God this morning. How do we get set free from this bondage, preacher? Thy word, his word will set you free and bring you out from under the bondage of your own sin. Thank God for that today. The bondage of sin, as the word slave or slavery, simply means a person who is wholly subject to the will of another. In other words, it controls you. And that's what sin does. Sin controls. Sin controls this morning. But I'm glad, thank God, that Jesus came to set us free from that bondage of sin, from that slavery of sin today. Friend, you don't have to live in sin. You don't have to be entrenched in sin. You don't have to fall into the pits of sin today. Why? Because there's one that's come to make you free from the bondage of sin today, my friend. I don't know about you, but I rejoice. I rejoice in the fact that he came to make me free from the bondage of sin. Many times people says, "Preacher, we just can't quit doing this, and we can't quit doing that, and we just can't get away from it." I'll tell you what, if you'll give it to God, and thank God and give it over to God, and trust him today, and trust his word, I'm glad that we have a God that's well able to deliver you and bring you out from under the bondage of sin. I want to say, even as God's children, if we're not careful, we can get in bondage even to sin. "Oh, preacher, I'm saved. That could never happen to me." I would not say that this morning. I would not say that this morning, because if you're not careful, you'll get caught up in it. Notice what happens. It takes you over. It takes over your thoughts. It takes over your actions. And the first thing you know, you fell right into the trap of sin. Thank God you don't have to live under that bondage, friend. I'm glad that he came to make us free from the bondage of sin today. Friend, you don't have to live that way. Thank God he come to make us free, to form, to liberate, to deliver today from this thing called sin. I know that we don't need to preach on sin anymore. It's not a problem. Well, just open up your eyes. Amen. It's a problem. And many people have got a problem this morning. They say they've got this problem, they got that problem. And I understand all that. But when it all boils down to, friend, it's a sin problem. It's a heart problem. But you don't have to be in bondage to that today. You can be made free through the truth of the Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit of God. Now let me say this. The Bible even says that there's pleasure in sin for a season. Is that right? Is that not what Moses said? There's pleasure in sin for a season, but friend, a season don't last long. And I know we've made mention of that before. But not only is there a sin, or is there pleasure in sin, but friend, there's a price in sin. And there's a high price, and not only is there a price, but then thirdly this morning, there's a penalty for sin. What's that penalty according to the Word of God? For the wages of sin is death. But one of my favorite verses of Scripture, God but sin, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You can be brought out from under that bondage of sin today if you'll just simply trust the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad He can make you free today, my friend. But only He can do that. A lot of folks today seem like they feel like they can clean themselves up and they can do better. And you might can for a little while, but it won't last. Only God, through His Son, through His Word, can make you free. I thought about, we ought to thank God for the liberty. Be you thankful for the liberty of Christ setting us free out from under the bondage of sin. But not only did I think about the bondage of sin, but I thought about the bondage to the law. Well, preacher, you already said that we don't have to worry about the law. That's true. And thank God we don't. I'm glad I'm not living under the Old Testament law. Matter of fact, the law was, God, when God gave the law, He knew man could never uphold the law. Amen. He knew that man could not uphold the law. The law was given as a schoolmaster. According to the New Testament, it was given as a schoolmaster this morning to teach you and I that we could not be righteous in our own eyes. We could not work our way to God. This morning, we would simply have to come God's way and trust Him. It would show us all that we've sinned and come short of the glory of God. And friend, thank God when we did and come to Jesus at Calvary. I'm glad, thank God, He set us or made us free today, my friend. But not only to the bondage of sin, but to the bondage of the law. We don't have to make any sacrifices. I'm talking about animal sacrifices. We don't have to try to uphold the Old Testament law again because we can't. We don't have to try to do what the Pharisees said to do. Y'all ain't hearing me this morning. Go back and study that pharisaical law. I mean, boy, I tell you what, we think we're tough sometimes. You ought to go back and study that. Well, they couldn't even keep it, much less the Jews couldn't keep it. But friend, we've been set free from that. We've been set free not only from the bondage of our sin, but we've been set free from the bondage of the law, again, being a schoolmaster. John chapter number 1, verse number 17, for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God this morning. We've been set free. We've been liberated. Not only from the bondage of our sin, but from the bondage to the law. Not only to the bondage to the law, but thirdly this morning, this goes along with the law, but let me give you this. We've been set free from man-made religion and ritual. Y'all okay this morning? We have been set free out from under the bondage of man-made religion and ritual through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm thankful for that. Thank God, I'll tell you what, too many people get caught up in religion and ritual this morning when Jesus come to make us free. Hallelujah. Thank God to the Lamb of God this morning. I don't have to bow down to a man somewhere. I don't have to bow down to a denomination somewhere. I don't have to bow down to a priest somewhere. Thank God, I'm glad I got the great high priest, and his name is Jesus. And thank God to the Lamb of God, I've been set free. I don't have to come under the yoke of bondage this morning. Hallelujah. Thank God to man-made religion. I'm glad, thank God, the truth shall make you free today, my friend. I'm glad, thank God, for the liberty that I have this morning and being set free from the bondage of man-made religion and ritual. John chapter number 4 and verse number 24, as Jesus was dealing with the Samaritan woman that they sang about this morning in the choir, God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth today. Y'all hearing me? You ought to be thankful unto God that you can come to Him and worship Him in spirit and in truth. But even if we're not careful in our day and hour, we'll get caught up in religion and ritual instead of real worship. He came to make us free. To set us free from all that. Thank God that He did. So I say, first of all, this morning, we ought to be you thankful for the liberty. Thank you this morning for setting us free from the bondage of sin, from the bondage of the law, and from the bondage of man-made ritual and religion. Secondly, this morning, not only did He make us free from bondage, but He made us free from the burden of sin. Notice again, back in the text, He says, here, if you continue My word, then you are My disciples indeed, in verse 32, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Verse 36, if the Son, therefore, make you free, ye shall be free indeed. You know what that word indeed means this morning? It means certainly. It means without question that we have been made free. Take your Bibles and go over the Gospel of Matthew. Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 11, verses 28 through 30. Give you just a moment to find your place there. It's familiar, but let me give it to you, because not only, again, has He set us free from that bondage, but secondly, He set us free from that burden. Why? Because sin and religion will burden us down. But thank God He come to set us free indeed. Certainly, it means without question, we have been made free. Matthew chapter number 11. Notice verses 28 through 30. You found your place, say amen. All right, look with me. Come unto Me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Now watch those next words. And I will give you rest. Take My yoke upon you and learn of Me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For My yoke is easy and My burden is light. That's Jesus Himself. So that means that I've been set free not only this morning from bondage, but I've been set free from the burden. The burden. The burden of sin. Hallelujah. Is anybody glad this morning that you have been made free from the burden of sin? As I said, sin burdens down. Sin tears down. Sin destroys. But thank God Jesus come to make you free today, my friend. Notice what He says here in this wonderful text. Let me give you a couple of three things about being set free or liberated and being made free from the burden of sin. First of all, I see the rest in salvation. The rest in salvation. Notice what the psalmist says in Psalms chapter number 38 and verse number 4. The Bible says, "For mine iniquities are gone over mine head as a heavy burden. They are too heavy for me." In other words, the psalmist is saying, my iniquities, my sin is too heavy for me to bear. But thank God, because of a precious Savior by the name of Jesus that was willing to take my sin debt and your sin debt and nail it to a cross. That means, thank God, we can have rest. We can have rest. We can have rest in our souls. Oh, so many people this morning knows nothing about the rest in salvation. Why? Because they're still carrying that burden. They're still carrying that load. Can anybody identify with me this morning? The time you was under Holy Ghost conviction and God brought you to a place of repentance and acceptance, and thank God that burden of sin, hallelujah, was taken away and taken off, and you felt free as a bird, and life looked new, and you had a new hope, and you had a new peace, and you had a joy that you have never had before. Why? Because there's rest. There's rest. There's rest in salvation this morning. Many people are still carrying that burden. That burden of sin. And friend, I want you to see today, there's rest in salvation. Not only is there rest in salvation, but secondly, there's remission in salvation, or through salvation. Matthew chapter number 26 and verse number 28. Jesus himself, as he was there and he was getting ready to go to the cross, and he has the cup in hand. Amen. He has the cup in hand. He's talking about his body being broken. But then he's got the cup in hand. And this is what he says: "For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." Notice that's not singular, that's plural. For the remission of sins. The word remission simply means freedom. It means pardon. It means deliverance. It means forgiveness. And it means something else. It means liberty. It means freedom. That means that somebody was willing to pay a debt that you and I could not pay. He was willing. Thank God they didn't take his life. He willingly laid down his life. And he shows that in the cup and the juice in the cup representing his blood, and that it would be shed for the remission, for the forgiveness. Hebrews says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. There is no forgiveness. There is no way to be right with God. There is no way to get rid of this burden. There is no way to get out from under bondage. But because that he shed his blood, thank God, we have liberty. We have liberty. We have liberty this morning in the Lord Jesus Christ. We've been set free from that burden because there's rest in salvation. There's remission through salvation. And I've already said this, but there's redemption of salvation. A redemption simply means to obtain or purchase. Price and penalty has been paid. Jesus utters three words in the Gospel of John, according to John, in chapter number 19 and verse number 30. "It is finished." And I wonder today, do we really take into consideration the greatness of those three words? "It is finished." That means that there's nothing else that can be done, nothing else that will be done to pay the price for our redemption. Thank God we have been made free because of His precious blood. I don't have to live in bondage to this world. I don't have to live in bondage to this religious world. I don't have to carry the burden of sin, because He has already bore it for me. Be ye thankful for liberty. Why? Because when you've been made free, you don't have to carry that burden. You don't have to be in that bondage. And number three, and I'm done. You get the benefits and the blessing of the person of the Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians chapter number 3 and verse number 17, the Bible says, "Now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." Y'all hearing me this morning? Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There is freedom. There is being let, if you will, the ropes of restraint cut loose, that you and I can worship. You and I this morning can look to Him. I'm telling you, thank God for the Spirit of God that gives liberty this morning. Now, the Spirit doesn't abide in this building. The Spirit of God, according to the Scriptures this morning, abides in every individual. In every individual that's been saved by the good grace of God, you have the person of the Holy Spirit living in your soul. Now, I don't know about you, but I rejoice in that fact. Preacher, how do you know you're saved? Because, thank God, there's something inside of me. Hallelujah. Even though I'm still in this old sinful flesh, and even I'm still in this old sinful body, I'm glad there's something, hallelujah, that lives within me, that lets me know, thank God, that I'm a child. Thank God of the Most High God, through His darling Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad, thank God, when I can feel His presence. I'm glad, thank God, when He, thank God, manifests Himself and shows up and shows out. Hallelujah. When there's liberty, you can sing. When there's liberty, you can preach. When there's liberty, you can pray. When there's liberty, you can fellowship. I'm telling you this morning, thank God for the Spirit of liberty. Boy, I tell you what, that's what we need in our church. We just need to let the Spirit of God be manifested. And I wish I could go over all the things that the person of the Holy Spirit means to you and I this morning. But thank God for that liberty that He gives. I'm glad He is our comforter. I'm glad He's our teacher. I'm glad He's our guide. Y'all with me? Be you thankful for liberty. Just as Americans today, there has been a high price paid for our freedom. And if somebody don't continue to protect it and uphold it, it will one day be gone. And I'll be honest with you, I can see it slipping away a little bit more each and every day. Somebody don't uphold it. Somebody don't stand. That our freedoms are in jeopardy. But thank God the freedoms we have in Christ, thank God, can't be taken away. Hallelujah. I'm talking about, thank God, you study this Bible and you find men like Paul and Silas and see them in prison. There was more liberty down in that prison than in most churches this morning, that the man of God had to preach the Word of God. Why? Thank God, because they were yielded to the Holy Ghost of God, and they understood that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There is liberty. There is liberty. There's freedom, thank God. Liberty does not necessarily have to do with your circumstances. Liberty has to do with what you have in your heart. Amen. It's not has anything to do with your circumstances. It has to do what you have in your heart. Thank God. Be you thankful for liberty. Let me give you one other thing about liberty and I'm done. Now he has made us free from bondage. He's made us free from the burden. And he's given us the benefit and the blessing of the Holy Ghost of God so that we can have liberty. But let me give you this. In 1 Corinthians 8, verse number 9, let me give you a word of caution. Paul said to the church at Corinth, "But take heed, lest by any means this liberty of yours become a stumbling block to them that are weak." Now, we have been given liberty, and we've been given freedom, and we've been made free through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, through the truth of the Word of God. Well, preacher, that means I can live just any way I want to. Oh, no, it don't. No. There's a restraining to this liberty as well. We're bound by certainly not again the things of the world and sin and all, but we're bound by the Word of God and the Spirit of God, or should be. In other words, I'm saying this, let us be careful with this wonderful liberty that we have and not to abuse it and not to misuse it. God still wants His people to live by a standard. And that standard's not my standard and that standard's not your standard. That standard is the Word of God this morning. But don't use that liberty. Why? Because there's people all around us that may be not as far down the road maybe as some of us are. And some of you may be farther down the road than I am. But we must be careful and not cause someone around us to stumble because we say we have liberty. Amen. We ought to be thankful for this liberty that we have in Christ. And each and every day, Lord, we ought to thank you, Lord, for making us free. If you're here today and you've never trusted Christ as Savior, you're still under the burden and the bondage of sin. You're here today as a Christian and you've allowed yourself to get under the bondage and the burden of sin. Friend, come to Calvary today. Come and give it to the Lord Jesus Christ. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Are you living in liberty? Are you living in freedom? Or are you living in bondage? Jesus, where we see God in the Old Testament, brings the children of Israel out from up out of Egypt's bondage, Egypt being a type of the world. And even some of them, after they got out there, would to God we could go back. What have you got to go back to? Let us go back and eat the garlics and the leeks. Man, when God says, I've got milk and honey. Hey, man, hallelujah. That's all typology. We're not going to Canaan land. We're living in the Canaan land experience right now. Because in Canaan there was troubles, there was trials, there was fighting. But friend, when we get to glory, there ain't going to be no more of that. Man. So now you can either eat garlics and leeks or you can come on over to the land of milk and honey. It's up to you. Right. Boy, I'm glad God's got good things for His people. But today the question is, are you living in bondage and under burden? Are you living under the blessing and benefit that God has for those that will be made free? Let's stand to our feet, Brother Scotty. Father, we come before you this morning and ask you, Lord, to help us each to search our own hearts. And Lord, I don't know anybody's heart here this morning but my own. And Lord, I just pray right now in the midst of this service, in the stillness of this service, as He, the Holy Ghost of God, is working and moving. I just pray right now, Father, if there's anyone here today and they've never truly trusted You as their personal Lord and Savior, I pray right now that He, the Holy Spirit of God, would speak to their heart and help them to see that Jesus came to make us free. And not only to make us free, but free indeed, without question. We can have this freedom that only Christ gives. And then, Lord, there may be some here today that they've allowed themselves to get back under the bondage and the burden of the old lifestyle, of a sinful lifestyle, or something that doesn't please You this morning. God, I pray that You'll speak to every heart. And I pray that each of us will be honest with our own selves and with You. And Lord, if there's anything in our hearts and our lives, Lord, it would keep us from living this life of freedom and liberty that, Lord, You have given unto us, that, Father, we'd commit it to You. Lord, thank You again for Your Word. Thank You most of all for the Spirit of God and the Word of God that convicted our hearts. Not only convicted us, but converted us. And Lord, we don't have to live under that burden and under that bondage. Help us to take this spirit of liberty that we have and use it to point others to the Lamb of God. Help us not to cause anybody to stumble, Lord, that we might come in contact with. And help us today that we just honor and worship and glorify You through our lives. Father, again, touch hearts and help us each to be obedient. And it's in Christ's name we do pray. Amen. What you got picked out for us, brother?